Message 3, Entering into the Reality of the New Testament Ministry by Taking, Experiencing, and Enjoying Christ as our King, our Lord, our Head, and our Husband, for the building up of the Body of Christ to consummate the New Jerusalem. CP 1, Roman numeral number 1, We must take, experience, and enjoy Christ as our King. A. The highest point in our spiritual experience is having a clear sky with a throne above it. Ezekiel 1:22, and over the head of the living creature, there was the likeness of an expanse, like the sight of awesome crystal, stretched forth over their heads above. 26. And above the expanse that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, like the appearance of a sapphire stone, and upon the likeness of the throne was one in appearance like a man above it. 2. When there is nothing between us and the Lord, and nothing between us and one another, our sky will be crystal clear, and we will have not only a good conscience, but also a pure conscience. B. The throne is the center of the universe, and it is the Lord's ruling presence. The throne in our spirit is actually Christ Himself. Revelation 22:1, and he showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb, in the middle of its street. 2. To have the throne above a clear sky is to allow God to have the highest and most prominent position in our Christian life, in our spiritual experience. To reach the point of having the throne above a clear sky means that in everything we are completely submissive to God's authority and administration. Testimony. About a year after I accepted Christ as my Savior and enjoyed salvation, I began to feel an inner prompting to take Him as my King and submit to Him. However, I did not understand God's economy and had no plans to accept the Lord as my King. So, I was inwardly opposing the Lord and fighting with Him for the initiative. When I did not accept the Lord as my King but made myself King, I could not concentrate on studying for the National Pharmacist Examination, and I was helpless in debt. I forgot the experience of relying on the Lord and studying with the Lord for the college entrance examination, which was blessed. As a result, I failed the national examination. As a pharmacy student, and even more so as a graduate student, this was very embarrassing and disastrous. Eventually, with the Lord's help, I was able to pass the national exam 6 months later. Thank the Lord. This experience made me reconsider the revelation of the Bible and realize that actually there are God's kingdom and Satan's kingdom only. And my kingdom is actually Satan's kingdom. And I remember the following words. John 15:5. For apart from me, you can do nothing. And Romans 8:6. The mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace. Footnote. When our mind is set on the spirit, our outward actions are in agreement with our inner man, and there is no discrepancy between us and God. He and we are at peace, not at enmity. The result is that we feel peaceful within. When our mind is set on the flesh and the things of the flesh, the sense of death should serve as a warning to us, urging us to be delivered from the flesh and to live in the spirit. Since I had no other way to overcome Satan, I began to accept and experience the Lord as my King. At first, however, I failed to enjoy the Lord as my King. Through many failures and the Lord's mercy and grace, I realized that I had to first accept Him as my King and submit to Him in order to let Him reign as a King in me. I prayed, O Lord Jesus, I accept, experience, and enjoy You not only as my Savior, but also as my King. Satan has become God's enemy because of his pride and rebellion. Here, I turn from Satan's craftiness and witness to Satan's opposition. I take the Lord as my life and submit to Him, absolutely, to reign in life over Satan as the King in God's economy. Romans 5:17. much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ.